Advocates say they started receiving calls from Adelanto detainees in May reporting symptoms. They allege they came into contact with a hazardous chemical staff were using in unventilated areas to disinfect for COVID-19. Advocate Paula Kahn during the press conference.
People were reporting having irritated eyes, having blisters on their skin. People were reporting coughing up blood, nausea, migraines, among other harsh symptoms.
The disinfectant in question is HDQ Neutral, which the center claims they have used for nearly 10 years. In a statement to the Desert Sun, Adelanto spokesman Alex Pond says any assertions or claims that the disinfectant is being used against EPA standards is false. But advocates say detainees report they have not been given the same protective gear that staff use when spraying indoors, including during meals, which attorney Raul Garcia says is in violation of EPA laws.
The closed-off conditions and the crowded conditions within Adelanto, and the fact that the detainees do not have protection equipment against exposure to HDQ neutral, all of this is highly problematic, and I want to highlight this, also very much illegal.
Riverside Congressman Mark Tocano is currently leading an effort with 30 members of Congress asking the Homeland Security Inspector General to investigate. He expressed his concern for the detainees.
For those people detained, we need to make sure that people, that the GEO Group and others who operate for-profit facilities like this must adhere not to the minimum standards, but to enhanced standards of safety.
Tocano is also calling for the center to accelerate the release of detainees in order to minimize the number of people in custody. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.